we're still continuing to follow this storm, and right now we're going to check in with Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and again, thank you for having me on again this week.
Now, normally we talk about COVID, and we will talk a little bit about that, but of course there is this storm going on right now. How has that impacted the city?
Yeah, we're right now at about 85 households in the city of Brockton without power, and National Grid is doing, right now as we speak, restoration efforts to get those back online. The amount of snow was less than we had actually thought was coming to the city of Brockton, but it's heavy, it's wet. We have our crews out there, our teams out there working to continue the plow efforts. So much like every municipality in the South Shore and Plymouth County, you know, we got a lot of snow, but I think it could have been a lot worse based upon the projections we were told yesterday.
So do you think, what's the road conditions? Are they still okay right now?
The roads, we did pre-conditioning, pre-sanding, pre-salting. Going into it, starting at 2 o'clock yesterday at DPW, has been unbelievable. And, you know, our plow operators were out throughout the night. So the roads are definitely in good shape. They're going to continue those efforts. And, you know, we just need to make sure that everybody that doesn't need to be on the road should stay off the road today. But, again, we do have 85 households without power. And the snow was about 8 inches or so, and it was pretty heavy. I was out shoveling myself this morning, and I got to do a couple more houses this afternoon. So it is heavy, so take it easy.
And city offices right now?
Yeah, so City Hall, I made a declaration. We closed City Hall yesterday. Every city employee is working remotely today. We had a department head meeting, and we'll be back open again tomorrow. But again, City Hall is actually closed to the general public based upon my executive order December 3rd. It's appointment only right now because of the uptick in COVID. And again, if anybody needs an appointment or anybody needs to come to City Hall, you can always call the mayor's office, 508-580-7123, and we can arrange that.
Now, speaking of COVID, the city did move back to phase two, step two of the reopening plan.
That's right. I've been working diligently with about 12 different mayors throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I really have to take any initiative I can do as the mayor of Brockton. That's going to save lives and mitigate the spread of the deadly virus. So 328 dead in Brockton right now, 328 loss of life, 7,678 total cases as I speak to you, Dan, and 1,595 residents are dealing with positive active cases. So I did roll back phase two, step two. It went into effect yesterday, Wednesday the 16th. It's for 3 weeks. We got to see if we can try to really minimize the spread during the surge, and we'll reevaluate the metrics and look for Dr. Rick Herman, my medical consultant, to give me some guidance. But really, I'm just asking people to try to stay home for 3 weeks and avoid high contact areas, and you know, like gyms and fitness centers. And you know, if you don't need to gather and it's not essential and it doesn't need to be social, please don't do it. And I'm really hoping for the best after we reevaluate 3 weeks from now.
Now, are you worried about a post-holiday spike?
Absolutely. I was on a call yesterday with Good Samaritan Medical Center, Neighborhood Health Center in Brockton, and also the VA and Signature Brockton. And we are seeing right now, I mean, the spike from Thanksgiving. So we are in Hanukkah right now, and I want to thank everybody that is practicing the right way, celebrating just for the media family, if you do celebrate Hanukkah. And we have Christmas coming up next week, and then Kwanzaa. So please, let's kind of ride this out this year. Stay together with your immediate family. Don't gather together, because we see from Thanksgiving, really, people are going to get sick if we don't listen to what the medical consultants are telling us what to do.
And speaking of the vaccine, though, it does appear that there is a vaccination going on at Good Samaritan right now.
Yeah, Good Sam got theirs, and Brockton Signature got theirs this week, so that's really wonderful news. The first ER doctor was given a shot yesterday morning at Good Sam, and, you know, we've ordered our freezer for the city of Brockton. We don't know when it's coming to the city, but like I said to you last week, we already have a distribution plan utilizing Brockton High School as the site, the location, and, you know, the vaccine's coming, but it's not here yet. So, again, that's why we need to really adhere to what the practices say. And, again, wear your mask, social distance. And, again, when that vaccine comes, I'm going to be absolutely taking it. I know there's a lot of people apprehensive, but, you know, it is going to be saving lives as we continue to deal with the pandemic into 2021.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor. But thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, as always, Dan. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you again.
Indeed.